China had persistent access to U.S. and allied networks for years, White House official. Hackers in communist China maintained persistent access to U.S. and allied systems for multiple years, a Biden administration official has said. The cyber campaign appears to be part of a wider effort by the Chinese Communist Party to prepare attacks on critical infrastructure, according to Israel Sohn, Director for East Asia and Pacific Cyber Policy at the National Security Council. In the event of a conflict, China intended to use its cyber access to cripple critical systems, including power grids and communications platforms, Mr. Sohn said during a July 16 speech at the Hudson Institute, a conservative think tank. Mr. Sohn's comments appeared to reference a malicious cyber campaign acknowledged by the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency in February. A CISA statement at the time said that CCP-backed hackers were seeking to pre-position themselves on IT networks for disruptive or destructive cyber attacks against U.S. critical infrastructure. Intelligence leaders told Congress in February that the intrusion was detected in December 2023 and malware removed from 600 government systems, but that the threat persisted in many infrastructure systems, which are run by private companies. Mr. Sohn said many did not know that similar efforts had targeted numerous nations around the globe. What is public but is less well known is that the PRC has been doing the same propositioning to many other countries around the globe, including some who are our allies, Mr. Sohn said, using the acronym for the People's Republic of China. Mr. Sohn said the Chinese regime could persistently and aggressively maintain this cyber access for years on end. He added that the CCP invested heavily in cyber capabilities because it had developed a national strategy to actively and intentionally dominate these areas in a strategic way. Beijing sees cyber and emerging technology as critical to the strategy to reshape the United States-led international order to be more favorable to the priorities of the Chinese Communist Party, he said. Mr. Sohn added that while CCP efforts to prepare for the sabotage of critical infrastructure were alarming, they were unlikely to be leveraged absent a major conflict between China and the United States. That's because an attack on U.S. infrastructure that resulted in American casualties would be considered an outright attack, he said. The comments follow several reports by Dutch intelligence agencies earlier this year, which found that state-backed hackers in China had compromised more than 20,000 systems across dozens of Western governments, international organizations, and a large number of companies within the defense industry. That campaign, dubbed Coat Hanger, allowed China-based hackers to achieve permanent access to vital systems, according to a Dutch statement. Moreover, Dutch intelligence last month confirmed that it is likely that the state actor still has access to systems of a significant number of victims at the moment. Thus, the hackers continue to maintain their illicit access to key government agencies in the West. It is currently unclear if Coat Hanger was designed purely for espionage purposes or part of the broader CCP effort to prepare critical systems in foreign nations for sabotage. Speaking to Congress in May, Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines said that most China-based cyber attacks against the United States targeted healthcare and industrial control systems, as well as defense, energy, transportation, and the food and water supplies. U.S. and allied governments have faced difficulties effectively countering the Chinese regime's massive cybercrime apparatus, partly because of a much smaller pool of leverageable cybersecurity professionals. FBI Director Christopher Wray testified in April that the CCP was sparing no expense in its attempt to hack, lie, cheat, and steal its way to the top as a global superpower. Chinese state-backed hackers, he said, outnumber FBI cyber personnel at least 50 to 1.